Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. We're live every Saturday morning from the My 1027 WMYW Studios. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for spending a piece of your morning with me, chatting some Paulding County athletics, and what a show we have for you guys today. We have so much basketball to talk about, movement in the standings. On the GMC side for the girls, some big games on Thursday. We will break all of those down, and the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders at least have a share of that Green Meadows Conference title, so we'll break down how they got to that point. On the guys' side, some huge games happening last night on the hardwood for the boys. We are going to talk about the Tenora and Wayne Trace game. I was there last night for MySports.live. Phenomenal game from both sides and one of the biggest in the conference happening last night on MySports.live. It was a fantastic game. If you get a chance, go back, take a watch, take a listen. Of course, all the broadcasts live on MySports.live are archived on demand for on-demand viewing access. Last night one, you need to go back and take a look at. So we're going to get to that game, and here to help me break that game down is Brady Stabler. So time for a quick break right now. When we come back, we are breaking down everything from start to finish from the Wayne Trace Tenora game with Brady coming up right after this. Whoever you are and however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, and it's time to chat some boys hoops, and boy, did we have a big one in conference play last night. And as I promised, here to break it down with me was my color commentator from an evening ago, Brady Stabler. Brady, what a game we saw last night. And Tenora, they stay unblemished in the Green Meadows Conference, coming into the Palace and getting it done against a good Wayne Trace Raider team.
Yeah, Pete, thanks for having me. Always happy to chat. And yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And I've talked a lot this year, you know, on our broadcast on MySports.live about how there's so much balance this year on the girls' side, but especially the boys' side as well. Just top to bottom, no easy games for any team in this conference. You know, you're going to have to come ready to play every night. And as the season's going on here, you know, we've gotten into the later part of January. Wayne Trace and Tenora are the two teams that have kind of pulled ahead to the front of the pack. And so we knew this was going to be a great game, and it certainly lived up to the billing. Super competitive throughout, and ultimately, Tenora, you know, made the plays they needed to make throughout the game to get the win.
Yep, and we'll take you around that scoreboard from one evening ago. Not just this game, but a ton of big ones happening in the Green Meadows Conference last night. Paulding still in this thing. They had a big one, but let's dive deep into the game last night between Wayne Trace and Tenora. It was Tenora coming in at 12-2, 3-0 in the Green Meadows Conference. Wayne Trace, well, they sat at 9-6 and 3-0 in conference play as well. And the score by quarter, well, it really did kind of tell the tale, Brady. In the first quarter, it was Wayne Trace with a 3-point lead, but the Tenora defense really buckled down in that second quarter, holding Wayne Trace to only 5, while their offense put up 14. They saw a few buckets go down in the first, and they continued that momentum and shot lights out in that second quarter.
Well, Pete, this is a Tenora team that, you know, in talking with the Wayne Trace coaching staff before the game, they were very concerned about Tenora's outside shooting ability. And really, these guys for Tenora, they got comfortable really early in that game last night. Josh Lieb hit a 3 in the first quarter. Adam Spychala hit a couple. You know, he ended up with a great game. But those guys, they got comfortable and in rhythm early. But then it got to a point in that second quarter where Wayne Trace was up by 8, and it really felt like Wayne Trace could pull away with it. Tenora was kind of sputtering offensively. But with about 5.5 minutes or maybe a little bit more, it was just under 6 minutes left in that second quarter, you know, Tenora took a timeout, and you know, they just kind of regrouped their offense, and they had great player and ball movement throughout from that point on.
And to speak to exactly how competitive this game was, you mentioned Wayne Trace. They led it by at least 8 points at one time. Well, Tenora, they had a 10-point lead at one point, and the pendulum kept swinging back and forth. We get into that third quarter. It was Wayne Trace outscoring Tenora by 2, 13-11, and then Tenora 8-6 in the fourth. Things really started to tighten up, but Tenora did just enough damage in that first half of play, and I thought their defense really improved as the game went on. Wayne Trace started having some troubles shooting the ball on the outside, and that's when Tenora's defense was able to really settle in and start to frustrate the Raiders just a little bit.
Well, in that second and into the third quarter, there was a point in time there where Tenora had gone on a 20-2 run spanning from the first half into the second half. And a big story from this game is going to be Wayne Trace. They did not shoot it well from the outside. They were only 1-for-18 from three. But I give Tenora a lot of credit for that because they did not let Wayne Trace run their offense comfortably. They were in passing lanes. They were very physical. And they forced Wayne Trace into some uncharacteristic and tough threes that were out of the flow of their normal offense. And the other thing they did that was pretty underrated last night was they were undersized with going against Zach Stoller and Carter Clemens for Wayne Trace. But guys like Josh Lieb and like Alex Holmeyer and Spychala inside, they were very physical with those guys, and they did not let them get positioning deep in the post. You know, they were forcing them out to 6 to 8 to 10 to 12 feet away, catching the basketball. They couldn't really get the ball on the block. And really, that was a big difference, I thought, throughout the game that kind of went unnoticed, was Tenora's physicality. And looking back, ultimately, I think that really was one of the biggest differences in the game.
25 total rebounds for Tenora, and then only 19 for Wayne Trace. So, yeah, big difference in that category. And let's take you through it. Spychala, he led the way, led all scorers with 14 points. There were two in double figures for Tenora. It was Alex Holmeyer. He also chipped in 10, and he was really good from the field tonight. Again, you talk about picking your spots. Alex Holmeyer did that because that was a quiet double-digit performance. And then Connor Welling, he had 7 points, but diving a little bit deeper into these, he had 3 offensive rebounds, 9 defensive rebounds. So that's 12 total rebounds to go along with 7 assists and 7 points. That's a game you'll take any day of the week.
Yeah, you know, he really was outstanding throughout. And he was a guy, he came in leading the team in scoring, averaging 11 a game and 6 rebounds per game. But to get double-digit rebounds on a night where he wasn't at his best scoring, he just had 7 points, as you mentioned. But, you know, just the way that he found teammates and defended throughout the game, only 5'11", he was giving up 4 inches inside to Carter Clemens height-wise, and, you know, Zach Stoller at 6'6", and there, he was battling toe-to-toe with those guys throughout the game, and truly it was an outstanding performance from Welling, but, you know, his teammates as well. This is a Tenora team that just goes 7 deep, and even the guys off the bench, Dylan Shively and Parker Hancock, those guys came in and played great minutes at times too. So it was truly a complete team effort. And that's what it takes, you know, in this league to get big road wins.
Once again, Tenora 44, Wayne Trace 38. Let's break down the Raiders' scoring. And you mentioned a name in there that we're going to get to, but Tanner Lockoff, he led the way, was 5 of 8 from the field. Both teams struggling a little bit from the Ace Hardware free throw line, but again, Tanner Lockoff leading the way with a double-digit performance with 11. Behind him, second-leading scorer for the Wayne Trace Raiders last night, Zach Stoller, only missing 1 field goal. He was 4 of 5 from the field for 8 points, coming off a 10-point performance in the previous game against Liberty Center. I was really impressed with the center for Wayne Trace.
Well, you know, at 6'6", being a sophomore, this is his first year getting big minutes of varsity time. You know, you flip the calendar over into January, now getting into late January, this is a kid that's getting a lot more confidence with experience. And as he continues to get more playing time and more reps and more big game experience, he's going to continue getting better and better. And we even saw it really last night from first half to second half. He didn't score in the first half, and he did play quite a few minutes, but Tenora was very physical with him, and he came out of the locker room a different player. He was ready to match that physicality. He was very aggressive. When he did get the ball, he was strong with it on the glass. And so Zach Stoller, definitely a bright spot last night for the Raiders. But really, he's been playing that way the last few weeks, and, you know, he will continue to get better and better.
Once again, the Tenora Rams stay unblemished, and they head into the Palace and knock off Jim Linder's squad by a six-point difference last night. 44-38, your final. Let's take you around the Green Meadows Conference scoreboard. Still so much to be decided, and that's exactly what I want to talk about right after this. But let's get to the scoreboard first. Ayersville 61, Hicksville 27. Tenora over Wayne Trace, like we just talked about. Fairview defeats Antwerp 68-59. But how about this one, Brady? Paulding 72, Edgerton 50. That's a high watermark for the Paulding Panthers, and Logan Stoller's squad's playing some real good basketball right now.
Well, you know, this was a Paulding team that came into the year with high expectations. One of the most talented teams, if not the most talented team in the conference, and they got off to a rough start. You know, they had some tough breaks, they had some injuries, but in their last five, you know, they've won their last five games, and the difference for them has been they're sharing the basketball and they're really locked in on defense. So this is a team, you know, coming into the year, as I mentioned, high expectations, just some different mixtures of guys that hadn't played a lot of ball together, but boy, as that experience has gained and Coach Logan Stoller has tried different combinations of guys, you know, he's really started to find combinations that work. And this is a team that's gelling and really starting to play some good basketball. And remember, they started 3-8. They've won their last five. They're now at 500. But even more importantly, 3-1 in the conference. So they are right there, still very much in the league race.
And let's take a look at those conference standings. The only undefeated team, of course, so far, Tenora, 4-0 in the league, 13-2 overall. Wayne Trace, right behind him, of course, 3-1 in the league, 9-6 overall. And now it gets interesting. Paulding, 3-1, 8-8 overall. Fairview, 3-1, 7-8 overall. Brady, what can we expect from these next few weeks? Because there is a giant meeting coming up between Paulding and Tenora to close out this year.
Well, I mean, there's going to be great battles every week. And, you know, just kind of looking around the league, even next week, you know, a team like Wayne Trace, they're coming off a tough loss against Tenora. And next week they have to go to Antwerp in a rivalry game. And then the Raiders play at home against Edgerton the following week. That's February 7th. And then they play at Fairview. So that's three really tough games for Wayne Trace in a row. None of those will be easy. And then, like you mentioned, Tenora and Paulding, you know, that's shaping up to be a really big game on the last league game of the season. But these are both teams, Tenora and Paulding, that will, you know, they're going to have their work cut out for them to handle their business between now and then. Because as I mentioned, there's no easy games. And, you know, you throw teams like Edgerton and Fairview in there who are very capable of getting wins. Even Ayersville, Hicksville, and Antwerp, they've all been competitive this year. So you just never know. And as I've mentioned, you know, time and time again, and we're going to see it here down the stretch probably more than once. If any of these teams that are near the top of the standings aren't ready to go on any given night, you know, there's a chance you get upset, particularly when you're going on the road. So I'm really excited to see how this shakes out down the stretch.
And an Antwerp team that is still in search of their first league victory this season, but led by Zane McMichael, who can just pour it on anytime, any place. And Brady, this is an Antwerp team that gave the Tenora Rams a run for their money. I mean, it was a 4-point win for Tenora over Antwerp. So I'm excited to see if they might be able to play a little bit of spoiler moving forward.
Yeah, you got it there with the Archers. And the thing you have to remember, they haven't logged a true conference win yet. But in the Route 49 tournament, they played two teams in the league. They played Edgerton and Hicksville. And although those games don't count towards the league standings, they were competitive with Edgerton in the first round. And then they did knock off the Aces in the consolation game in the Route 49 tournament. And now down the stretch, you know, they'll play Wayne Trace and then Ayersville and Hicksville. I expect Antwerp to be competitive in all those games. And you mentioned it, the thing that Antwerp is always going to have going for them, it's a scrappy bunch of guys. And most nights, they're going to have the best player on the floor in Zane McMichael. I mean, he's an ultra-talented guard. And as he's continued to evolve his game, one thing he does very well is he shares the basketball and gets his teammates involved. So don't count this Antwerp team out. They can absolutely play spoiler, and they're another team that's just going to continue to grow and get better.
And real quick, I know we talked about him a little bit, but Logan Stoller's Paulding Panthers, a rocky start to the year. They've rebounded, as you said, have won 5 consecutive games. And I want to go back to a point you made in the last Paulding game that we called together. They are finding their spots on the floor in such a better variety as this season has moved on. They were taking some shots early in the year. They were tough shots. They were contested. They've settled down just a little bit. You can tell the confidence is growing after they've seen some shots go in. And overall, they're picking really good shots to take. And right now, they're knocking them down.
Well, and I think anyone who's followed Paulding this year has seen the potential that's there. And early in the season, Blake Roanhouse wasn't shooting the ball at a great clip. But boy, he's really come alive, and he seems to be a lock, you know, for 15, 20 points a night, one of the truly best players in this conference and in the county. But then, you know, it's not just him, and around him they have great shooters. They have guys like Brandon Schroeder, who we've seen fill it up at time. He's a senior that plays off the bench. He's electric. Gannon Parrott is a youngster that can really fill it up. You know, Grady Barton has had good games for them inside. Xander Cook is always a factor. And then, you know, you also have Jordan and Jalen Manns, who, as they continue to get more basketball experience, they are turning into real weapons, in particular on the defensive end. They're turning into lockdown defenders, both of them. And, you know, this is a Paulding team, as I mentioned earlier, they've battled some injuries, but they are as dangerous as anyone here down the stretch, and they're starting to put some things together and play some really good basketball. So I'm really excited to see how they close out this season.
One more look at the standings, of course. Tenora goes into Wayne Trace last night, knocks off the Raiders at the Palace 44-38. They are 4-0 in league play, 13-2 overall. Wayne Trace 3-1, 9-6. Paulding 3-1, 8-8. Fairview 3-1, 7-8. Edgerton 1-3, 9-7. Hicksville 1-3, 6-9. Ayersville 1-3, 5-11. And Antwerp, of course, still in search of their first Green Meadows Conference victory of the season, 0-4. 4-12. Brady, final thoughts before I let you get out of here.
You know, Pete, you mentioned it, you know, in the GMC race, one thing I did want to get back to, it is setting up potentially, you know, that last week of league play, Friday, February 14th, keep your eyes peeled, because if both these teams take care of business, Paulding could have a big showdown against Tenora. And if Wayne Trace would win out as well, we could potentially be looking at a 3-team tie atop the GMC standings. Will that happen? I don't know. There's so much yet to be determined. And I'm really excited to see how this shakes out down the stretch. The one thing I would tell any of our listeners, you know, if you're a basketball fan, so important that you get out to these games, yeah, you know, and go support these kids, because there's some real talent in our area this year. And, you know, there's really competitive basketball games every Friday night, you know, the rest of the way until mid-February. So if you're able, get out and get to these games, because the kids could sure use your support. And I promise you, you'll be entertained.
And of course, you can come home after and check out the replay on demand on mysports.live. Brady, thank you so much for the time this morning, man. I really do appreciate it. It's been a fun year, and I can't wait to see how it all plays out.
Sure has. Yep, a lot of ball yet to be played, Pete. Thanks for having me on, and I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Brady. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps up our boys basketball conversation here on My Sports. Back to break down the week that was from the girls' side right after this. Stay with me. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back here on My Sports, and we just wrapped up our high school boys basketball talk number one. Big thanks to my guest today, Brady Stabler, for helping me break down the game last night. Of course, myself and Brady were on the call for the Wayne Trace Tenora boys game, so go back, take a watch, take a listen. It was a great game in the Green Meadows Conference, and again, one with a ton of implications like we talked about. So time to shift our attention to the girls, because there was also a pretty big game that happened earlier this week on the girls' side between the Wayne Trace Raiders and the Tenora Rams. So massive games in the Green Meadows Conference playing out this past week. I know some were canceled early in the week because of the absolute frigid temperatures temperatures. I hope everybody stayed safe out there. It was not fun for a few days. But anyway, let's take a look on Thursday. It was Wayne Trace 39 to Nora 19. And with the victory for the Red, White, and Blue ladies, they claim at least a share of the Green Meadows Conference title. So let's get into this one. Let's dive deep into the numbers here. Leading the way for Wayne Trace, it was Corrine Winans with 12. They had two in double figures. It was Lexi Moore joining her. Tiana Sin, she had 7 as well. And then Amber Stoller also putting in a bucket. For Tenora, well, it was the Wayne Trace defense that was the difference in this one. How about this? Tenora was held to 5 in the first two quarters, 6 in the third, 3 in the fourth. While Wayne Trace outscored them 15-5, 6-5, 14-6, 4-3 in the fourth for the 39-19 victory. Leading the way for Tenora with 6 points was Ewan Blanchard. Also, Christina Meyer chipped in a few buckets. But again, with the win, Wayne Trace improves to 13-4, 5-0 in Green Meadows Conference play. And as I mentioned, at least clinched a share of the 2025 Green Meadows Conference Championship. So at 13-4 overall and 5-0 in the GMC, 2 games remaining, Edgerton, Fairview, Paulding, and Tenora, they're all tied at 3-2 in league play. And this is the 9th Green Meadows Conference Championship for the Wayne Trace Raiders girls basketball team. So still a few things to be sorted out, but the Wayne Trace ladies getting it done on the hardwood, and they are at least co-Green Meadows Conference champions. Again, big time win this past week over conference foe Tenora, and Wayne Trace improves to 13-4 and stays undefeated in the GMC. All right, one more girls game we need to dive into, and that was the Antwerp Archers. They were in action this past week, and again, a conference game against the Fairview Apaches, and it was a tough one for Antwerp. 44-28, they fell, leading the way again. Caroline Roars, what a season she's having. She is well on her way to being first team all GMC, and I know we still have a long way to we get to see some of those rankings and some of those selections, but I think Paulding County is going to be very Paulding County strong when it comes to all Green Meadows Conference boys teams and girls teams this year. Hey, Caroline Roars again, she had 15 points to lead the way for the Archers. Briley Bagley, she also chipped in 5. Eliana Horman, she had a triple to her name, and then Madison Peters and Clara Roars also had a bucket. But leading the way for the Fairview Apaches, well, they spread the ball around really well. Aubrey Hammer led the way with 14. She was the only one in double figures, but it was also Sammy Mavis with 8 and Lorelei Sailors with 7. I really like that name, Lorelei. I wonder if that's a Styx reference. Anyways, Antwerp 4-12, 0-4 on the Green Meadows Conference. Fairview 6-11, 3-2 in league play. So again, I know some games canceled early in the week because of the really, really cold temperatures. Again, I hope you all stayed warm out there. It was really a trek for a few days. Hope the roads were okay. Hope everybody stayed healthy. But that is a look at the Green Meadows Conference and some of the games happening this last week on the girls hardwood. So that'll wrap up that. We've talked girls hoops, we've talked boys hoops, and we've talked some Green Meadows Conference standings. So what we're going to do next is put a bow on this one with our MySports.live games coming up for this next week. And of course, we need to have some thank you. That's all coming up next as we put another bow on another edition of My Sports. Stay with me, Paulding County. We're back after this right here on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, wrapping up another edition like we do each and every week with some thank yous and, of course, with our MySports.live slate of games. So as I mentioned a few times now, myself and Brady Had that Wayne Trace and Tenora game last night. Go back onto mysports.live, take a watch, take a listen from all the games and all the happenings from not just this past week, but from this past entire year on mysports.live. So let's take a look at what's coming up next week for you, and it all starts with the girls. Tuesday, January 28th, the Antwerp girls, they host Pettisville with Jason Landers and Scoop Miller on the call for you. Corbin Vance and Scoop Miller on Thursday will have more Antwerp girls as they travel to the Palace to take on Wayne Trace. Again, that one on Thursday, January 30th. The boys, their action starts on Friday the 31st for the Antwerp Archers and the Wayne Trace Raiders. The Raiders visiting the range in a key Green Meadows Conference matchup. And then the Paulding boys and the Hicksville boys, they will also do battle. Myself and Brady will have the call for you there. And, of course, Jason Landers and Scoop Miller for the Wayne Trace and Antwerp boys game. Also, more girls, Saturday, February 1st. Paulding and Continental will square off, and then Wayne Trace and Miller City. That JV game starting about 12, and of course the Paulding JV starting about 1:30. So on the call for you will be Garrett Mansfield and Scoop Miller, and then Corbin Vance and Brady Stabler. And that's a look at week number 11 for your MySports.live slate of games. And I don't want to say we're winding down yet. Yes, we're in week number 11, but we still have plenty of basketball to be played and a ton to still sort out. So still a long way to go on the MySports.live airwave. And I'm so thankful that you've chose to join us each and every game and each and every season on MySports.live. So time for some thank yous as we start to put a lid on this one. And they go out to our sponsors, because without them, I would not be here doing this. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, without the support of our sponsors, I would not be here doing this each and every week. And we're starting to hit a few milestones on this show, which is pretty cool. This is my third year doing it, and I've had so much fun interviewing so many good people in Paulding County. I can't wait to see what the rest of this season has in store. So today, one final recap. We took a look at boys hoops in the Green Meadows Conference standings. We chatted with our guest today, Brady Stabler. A big thanks goes to him for helping me break that one down last night between Wayne Trace and Tenora. And of course, we talked about the girls' happenings this past week, and congratulations to the Wayne Trace Raiders girls team for at least a share of the Green Meadows Conference title. They're ninth, but of course, they'll be looking to be outright GMC champions. I'm excited to see how it all shakes out. Well, that'll do it for me today, whoever you are, and however you've been listening. My name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a safe week, Paulding County. Have a great week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next time, same place, right here on the My 1027 WMYW Studios. Stay safe and take care.
MySports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.